This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Peter Larson is the minister of Lebanon Presbyterian Church. I've only heard him speak once. Danny and I went when I was sick. Now that sounds awful, doesn't it? We were sick and I went to church at the Presbyterian Church. There's a crime there somewhere. I don't know what it is. The reason I mentioned Peter, I knew his dad, Bruce Larson. Heard his dad speak numerous times. I heard him speak in California. I heard him speak at other venues around the country. And in a book that he writes about one-dimensional people, two-dimensional people, and three-dimensional people. And he mentions the fact that elders have to be three-dimensional people. They can't be one or two-dimensional. You say, well, what are they? Well, a one-dimensional person is a person who looks at everything as if, how does this impact me? Everything's about me. And he gives a humorous example. A one-dimensional person is a person who goes to a wedding and says, well, I sat a third of the way back and I was in a draft. The service was long, the minister was somewhat boring. The organist played one of my favorite numbers and the food was pretty good. There's no sense that the bride might have been the center of the wedding. These one-dimensional types can talk about everything that happens in the world and always tie it to them, how it impacts them. And he said, you can't have an elder who's a one-dimensional man. It's all about me. He said, the second person is the two-dimensional person. I would call it, he says, political living. You're aware of the people around you. They motivate you, and you motivate them. Two-dimensional living is political living. A politician is a man or woman who says they agree with you in principle. Those who agree with you in principle are trying to break it to you gently that you are wrong sometimes, and two-dimensional living is a trade-off. It's a covenant, unspoken. You do what I want, and I'll do what you want. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know what? There are a lot of marriages that are two-dimensional. It's just a power struggle to say, are you going to do what I want? Are you going to do what I want? And there's always that balance and that trade-off of two-dimensional people living together, and he says that's dangerous in a marriage. It has a lot of built-in danger, and I think he's right. The third-dimensional person is a man or woman who says, it's you, it's me, it's the Lord, and we're all in this together. And God is the unseen guest at every meal, and God is the unseen listener to every conversation, and God's the listener to every whisper on the phone and every whisper in the hall, and he hears every conversation that goes on, and three-dimensional people live differently. Three-dimensional people live different in the way they treat other people, and an elder has to be a three-dimensional person, and so do you, and so do I. People who recognize it's just not us. And it's not just you. It's the Lord. The Lord is in our life. And what I said to elders today applies to all of us. I hope all of us are three-dimensional people. As a parent, you don't need to be a one-dimensional person. It's all about you. As a husband or wife, I hope you're not a one-dimensional person. It's all about you and everybody else doesn't matter. I hope you're not even a two-dimensional political person. It's about you and me and we'll just work out a compromise here to benefit us both, but that we decide we're going to be three-dimensional people. Others, us, and the Lord God Almighty. Make a difference in how you live. Make a difference in how you relate to people around you. And most of all, how you relate to the Lord himself. Let's pray together.
Well, next week on Cross Hope, a standalone message on prayer. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.